Similar studies from Florida and Brazil found no significant improvements in fruit yield or HLB incidence resulting from the use of enhanced nutritional programs. Plant pathologists reported the results Friday at Lake Alfred's Citrus Research and Education Center. First is the University of Florida's Evan Johnson.
With the nutritional programs that we tested that were based off of some grower-adopted nutritional programs for HLB management back in 2009, we did not see any significant improvement in yield or disease severity and no changes in the rate of new infections in the grove with these nutritional programs.
That was 3 years, correct?
Yes, that was 3 years of field data and yield with 3 years of application of the nutritional programs, and we also had two greenhouse studies to look at other more mechanistic effects of these programs and also did not see an effect.
One questioner in the audience made the point that this is different from the results that we have found or that some researchers have found in the Maury Boyd program in at least one of his groves. Your answer to that?
I would say we chose one of the programs that had been widely adopted at the time of that we started this experiment, and we can really only make direct claims about that program. We were trying to narrow down to specific nutrients that we thought were having a strong effect, because the Maury Boyd program is very large, and to break it into each of its individual components would take quite a bit of effort. So our program, the ones that we tested, did not show an effect. We can't draw that out to every program out there. We had to choose a close match to what most of the growers were using at the time.
Can you tell us in fairly simple terms, without going into every element, what were the basic elements of your program?
The major micronutrients that we used in the program were zinc, manganese, and iron.
Along with other macro and micronutrients, standard ones, correct?
Yeah, and we had standard macronutrient fertilization on the ground. And then we also included phosphite and triazone urea as foliar sources. I'd also like to say that the grove that we chose was under very good horticultural practice to begin with, so the trees were in good shape. They had very good fertilization programs to begin with, and we were testing some of these enhanced nutrient programs beyond what was already being done to these groves.
The second report is from Renato Bassanese from the Brazilian citrus organization Funde Citrus.
We had 80 treatments, and as far as you can see, after 3 years, there is no difference in HLB incidence progress, and there is no difference in HLB severity progress in the infected trees, so the disease is still progressing in the trees, even with the more completed treatment you had it. And as a result of that, every year the diseased trees' yield decline was reduced in comparison with healthy trees.
You did several different nutrient programs, correct?
Yes, we did eight programs, different. We had a control, there's only NPK treatments, and we have a complete with NPK plus micronutrients, zinc and manganese, potassium nitrate, phosphite, and salicylic acid.
And none of them did significantly better than the control program?
No, they did not.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.